The Department of Justice has brought charges against four current and former members of the Louisville Metropolitan Police for their roles in the death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed in her own home by police in 2020. That sparked a national outcry for racial justice. Federal prosecutors say law enforcement officers lied to get a warrant to search Taylor's apartment, in addition to other charges. So far, two of the charged officers have pleaded not guilty. Joining us now is Yasmeen Jma, who's been covering the case for member station WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. And Yasmeen, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us more about who's been charged and what the federal indictment says.
So Brett Hankison faces charges on two civil rights offenses for using unjustified and unconstitutional excessive force during the raid when firing his gun through a covered window and a covered glass door. Josh Janes, Kyle Meany, and Kelly Goodlett face charges for obstruction, civil rights violations, and conspiracy. And that's for allegedly using false information to get the warrant on Taylor's home and then conspiring to cover it up.
I see. So now the indictments, if I understand this correctly, do not charge either of the two white officers who actually shot Breonna Taylor, right?
They don't.
Okay. Well, it's been 2.5 years since the killing of Breonna Taylor. Here's some of what her mother, Tamika Palmer, said after the news of the charges this week.
What we've been seeing on day one, y'all learning what we've been seeing was the truth, that they shouldn't have been there and that Breonna didn't deserve that. Y'all learning that today, that we not crazy.
So what else are advocates around the city saying? Tell us more about how folks are responding.
Well, people feel validated that charges were finally brought against the officers who played a role in Breonna Taylor's killing. And that's a big deal. The charges essentially say that Louisville Metro Police had no business or justification being at her home. This is a pivotal moment for everyone who's rallied for accountability and justice for Breonna Taylor over the last few years.
All right. And what are the next steps in this case? What happens next?
So Goodlett is set to appear in court next Friday. Meany and Janes have pleaded not guilty and will go to trial by jury in October. And court records related to Hankison's release or case are sealed. What's still ongoing and separate from the charges is the Department of Justice investigation into whether or not the police department has a pattern or practice of using excessive force and violating constitutional rights. And that outcome is expected any day now.
So even though these arrests could provide some accountability, I'm curious if anything has been done in terms of police reforms or other changes since the killing of Breonna Taylor to make sure nothing like this happens again.
You know, Louisville has banned no-knock warrants, and the police departments expanded their body camera requirements. But just last month, police shot and injured somebody while executing an arrest warrant at a crowded event, in showing what experts say are similar levels of recklessness and public endangerment.
And so are there calls, are there pressure on the local police to make more changes?
To some extent, and now we're just waiting for the Department of Justice recommendations from the investigation.
All right. Well, that's Yasmeen Jma. She's of member station WFPL in Louisville covering the case. Yasmeen, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.